I knew of Joel by reputation before I actually met him in person, and the reputation was that he was the Prince of Darkness.
Some of the things you've shared with me, I can hardly imagine.
I would never question the integrity of either of these. They both have a position that they can speak to.
You just heard Rich Robinson, Joel Sears, and John Posenow, three of the nine people who serve on the York Suburban School District Board in York, Pennsylvania. They've gathered for lunch at a strip mall restaurant.
Could you bring me some mustard?
Yes.
Something the trio has done regularly for the past few years. It's not all that exciting at first blush, except the three are politically opposite from one another in a time when school boards are on the front lines of our political battlefields. These lunches are about getting on each other's level. Joel, a Republican, says he met up with Rich, a Democrat, for coffee first. John, an independent, came in later. Each of them ran for school board seats for different reasons. John says he waited until his kids were out of school.
I just watched it from afar. And when they graduated, you know, I decided to get involved.
For Joel, it was a meeting with the school superintendent.
Superintendent made a crack about how people in the upper income brackets should not be worried about school property taxes. I don't feel sorry for you people. And I got to tell you, that's what lit the fuse.
Rich says the school district wasn't meeting kids' needs as well as they could. The board is a big part of his life now.
Because I believe in public education, and I wanted to see suburban do better.
John says the group realized they all share that goal, so began their unofficial lunch rendezvous.
This gives us a chance to share perspectives without specifically arguing about topics.
We're not deliberating. We're not trying to convince each other. We're just trying to understand each other.
And that goes a long way these days. At school board meetings, the group says some in their community have been, quote, raising the temperature when discussing public problems. Last summer, the temperature spiked.
This doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
The York Suburban Board faced a problem that districts across the country were grappling with: mask mandates for elementary school kids who couldn't get vaccinated against COVID-19 at the time. Here's two of those board members, James Sanders and Stephen Sullivan, sparring over how long those students should wear masks.
6 weeks is a...
Where'd you get 6 weeks?
You can ask me that question all
but
night.
But you don't have an answer. That's my point.
Let him answer.
How long?
Joel joined two other Republicans at this hours-long meeting opposing the elementary school mask mandate. Rich Robinson and John Posenow ended up voting in favor. But when the board revisited the policy later that month at another long meeting, Joel and Rich agreed on a new proposal to expand the mask mandate to all kids. But that ended up failing. Back at lunch, it's been months since the mask wars ended. But Rich says meetups like this one helped him feel comfortable enough to cross the aisle during those heated debates. Rich says he still doesn't see eye to eye with Joel on everything, but over time.
I came to appreciate him as a man of deeply held convictions, but a very strong sense of integrity. And that counts for me.
And John says that's the model the group is demonstrating. One bit of understanding at a lunch meeting like theirs can lead to more, which can lead to better decisions for the kids they serve.
Think of how much worse it would be if we didn't have a common framework and understanding. Suppose we would just sit across from each other at a table, you know, arguing over whether or not to vote yes or no on this thing. So yeah, I think it's important.
The group says anyone can do what they're doing. All it takes is being willing to share with each other, to ask questions when you don't agree, and to spend some time getting to know one another.
Welcome to the group.
I'm Sam Dunklaw in York, Pennsylvania, and this is America Amplified.